Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome again to our New Day Meditation, an oasis of hope. Our topic for today will be making every moment count. Today's scripture focus comes to us from Matthew 24, verses 36 to 44. I'll read verse 42 for you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day our Lord will come. I share with you a story by James Banks. The halted hands of a pocket watch in a library's archives at the University of North Carolina tell a harrowing tale. They mark the exact moment, 8 hours, 19 minutes and 56 seconds, the watch's owner, Elisha Mitchell, slipped and fell to his death at a waterfall in the Appalachian Mountains on the morning of June 27, 1857. Mitchell, a professor at the university, was gathering data to defend his current claim that the peak he was on, which now bears his name, Mount Mitchell, was the highest one east of the Mississippi. His grave is located at the mountain summit, not far from where he fell. As I ascended that mountain peak recently, I reflected on Mitchell's story and my own mortality and how each of us has only so much time. And I pondered Jesus' words about his return as he spoke to his disciples on the Mount of Olives. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Matthew 24, verse 44. You see, Jesus clearly indicates that none of us knows the exact moment he'll return and establish his kingdom forever, or when he may summon us to leave this world and come to him. But he tells us to be prepared and keep watch in verse 42. Tick, tick. The clockwork of our lives is still in motion. But for how long? You know, many a times we may ponder, as young people, there's so much to achieve in this world, so much to acquire. And for those of us who are still in university, we want to make something of ourselves. We want to get that degree and to work in that profession, to work in that career, and to make money and to get those things that we often dream of. We want to travel the world. And this may be for young and old. We want to experience what life is really like. Live our best life, as we often say. But I ask you a question. Is there real value in gaining all that at the expense of losing our own souls? It's a question to me as well, because I often consider these things. Losing our souls at the end, never to walk the streets of gold that we read and hear about. Seeing others that we would have invited to church making the journey and leaving us behind. Leaving us behind to suffer the horrible fate that the devil and his angels have waiting for them. We read in scriptures that God wants us to prosper and be in good health, but at the same time he charges us, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all those other things, all those desires, all those wants, those needs, those things that we want to acquire, what we want to be in life, he will take care of it according to his will. And so this morning I charge you, young and old, may we live our lives, may we live our moments in love with our merciful Savior, waiting and working for him. Some questions for us to reflect on today and onwards. Are you fully prepared to meet Jesus if he should come tomorrow? If not, then how are you preparing? Who am I preparing to meet Jesus? What do you look forward to the most about being with him? I know I have many questions to him and the prophets. Now, we know not the hour of the Master's return. But he told us to pay attention to the sign so that we will not be caught off guard. Let us seek to be ready and stay ready for his return. Let us pray. Loving Savior, this morning, we do thank you for that special sacrifice on Calvary, which makes it possible for us to ask this morning that you help us to get ready if we are not ready. And Lord, if we are ready, help us to continue to be ready. Lord, there are so many distractions in this world. Distractions that will pull us away from the mark, young and old. Distractions that will cause us to falter, to transgress against you. Distractions that will cause us to think in a moment that there is more for us out there than there is inside the church with you. Lord, the devil will create the illusion that we are missing out, that there is something greater that you are keeping us away from. But Lord, help us to remember that there's nothing good that you withhold from us. Help us to realize, Heavenly Father, that time is running out. And before you know it, you shall put in your appearance. I pray that every person listening today and in the future hearing will then get themselves ready to meet you. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll help somebody listening today to speak to somebody else out there who may not understand the sensitive nature of the time that we're living in. Help them to get ready also. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that each and every day that we live, that we live in such a way that you will cover us with your wedding garment, that garment, Lord, that is necessary for us to enter that wedding supper, that wedding that you have prepared for us. I pray that, Lord, you will prepare our hearts. We ask for that inside out change so that, Lord, when you shall come back, we shall meet the requirements of admittance to heaven. Hear and answer our prayer even now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.